broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
These are the tightest headphones. I came, it's like,
get the ones out from the,
bless my head crew,
Christmas shift.
They were big. They're monster headphones.
They were melted.
Are you going to chew in that?
I was waiting for you to talk.
Yeah, but you chew and then
I turned his microphone off, so is that okay now, Bob?
Now you hear. Chew. Now chew, let me hear. Chew!
He's sports talk, not peanut talk.
Hey,
come on,
how you
Bubba.
Doing, buddy?
Come on, Bubba. Sports talk. What are we going to talk about tonight?
We're going to talk about a lot.
Lots and lots.
We are going to talk about Fort Recovery. Sports.
Sports. We got a lot going on, man.
We do. It's tournament time.
It's time.
Starts tomorrow night.
Yep.
Nobody knows how to get a ticket.
Nope. Can't get one.
So if I want to go up there tomorrow, let's say my wife wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
She can't buy a ticket at the door.
Nope.
I do not think so. My understanding is you can only get tickets. I do know this. The only way you can get tickets is through the OHSAA website. They are not selling them at the school. They're not supposed to sell them at the school. They don't have any to sell. Don't go to the school to try to get tickets. They don't have them.
Well, what if you want to go to the game?
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of tickets. Hard Northern ain't going to bring four people.
I have no idea. Don't know.
They won't bring anybody.
Well, I can't tell you that they're not going to have any for sale at the door.
No, I'm sorry. I heard it. Oh, no.
Okay, well, I don't know that. But I know that the school is not selling tickets.
Hmm.
So that's how that goes. And if you're going to get tickets on the OHSAA website, you have to have a code from either a player or a coach. And that's how you can get tickets. And obviously each one of those gets X number of tickets. I don't know what it is. But so in our first break here in a couple minutes, that information, that announcement will be coming up.
So there is no numbers. It's the kids get their parents in and that's it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many each person can give.
12.
Is it?
Each player can get 12?
Okay. So yeah. I have no idea. That information didn't get to me.
But it's kind of a cluster because then these kids got to find people to give them to.
They're $10 a ticket.
Yep.
But $10. Nice. Yep.
And most of that is going to the OHSAA. There will be no tickets available at the gate for any tournament basketball games for girls or boys.
Nice.
Tickets need to be bought online through the OHSAA website. Players and coaches have been given ticket codes to be able to purchase tickets for family and friends.
And friends are friends forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we open tomorrow night versus Hardin Northern.
Yes.
And if we win,
we host again, right?
Saturday.
Yep.
Bremen. What time?
I don't know.
Neil.
7 o'clock.
7-7.
Is a sectional final at home.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil's got all that info right here.
Yeah.
And the All-Mac Girls Tournament came out, and we got two people on the first team.
We got that.
Congratulations to Kiera Wendell, first team All-Mac. Also, first team All-Mac, Allie Vaughn.
Well done, girls.
Second team, Whit Rammel.
Awesome.
Honorable mention, Paige Fortcamp.
Paige Fortcamp.
So if we have four people on the All-League,
pretty darn
congratulations good. To all those. I'm glad Key made it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I knew
well
what
deserved.
Happened.
Well deserved.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Ivy Wolf is, of course, a player of the year, which Coach Wiss is the, I think, the coach of the year is whoever wins the MAC.
I believe that's correct. Yes. The player of the year could be somebody else, but anybody that would have voted for anybody besides Ivy Wolf would have been thrown in a mental asylum.
So tomorrow at 7 p.m., they're calling for an inch of snow, right?
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Okay. So Hardin Northern's got to get their butts down here, and we play at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
Versus New Bremen. if they win, which they will win.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a war for recovery in New Bremen.
That'll be a good one. Yeah. Saturday?
Yeah.
You said Saturday's at 7 o'clock to you, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
And then if we win that, the next one would be against Minster at 5:30 at Wapakoneta.
That is correct. A couple of weeks later.
I can't remember exactly what date that is. Well, I don't have it in front of me.
It's that following week.
So the first two we're in, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got to start finding some friends to get us some tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, the Tuesday and the girls are Thursday, Saturday. Boys are Tuesday, Friday. Is basically how it goes for the first several rounds.
I assume they're announcer I'm allowed in. Nobody told me. I just kind of assumed I was going to get a...
You mean for the home game?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably let you in if you're going to announce.
I would think so.
Probably better.
Yeah.
Because then they'd have to get somebody else who also wouldn't have a ticket. So, so I'm gonna bet they'll let the score guy and the announcer in.
Think so.
Not necessarily.
Well, so who's going to keep score if you don't get in?
I think Cheryl's doing it tomorrow. I'm doing music.
Oh, yeah?
You're music man. We're allowed to have music man, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe music man for districts.
Yeah. There you go.
Rocker, you want to be music man? Or?
That's all your bag, baby.
You are a moron. So we go out tomorrow night, tournament time.
Yep.
Different vibe this year.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which ain't a bad vibe if they let us have some fans.
I know. It just sucks.
It does stink. I don't get it.
Yeah. It seems like girls ain't played for 2 years.
I know. I shut her down about a month ago.
Yeah. I know they really wanted to get a game in last weekend, but they couldn't.
Yeah. Couldn't find anybody.
And the weather sucked.
Yeah.
So I didn't eliminate anything this week. And then, so we'll go get it tomorrow night versus Hardin Northern.
Mm-hmm.
I would think we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I'm looking at, go back and look at the scores. We played New Bremen at New Bremen early in December, the 3rd, and won 44-40 at New Bremen. I knew we won. I was thinking it was close, but I couldn't remember.
That was their first game since volleyball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Do we know much about Hardin Northern?
Yeah, they're the Polar Bears.
The Polar Bears.
Other than that.
And you know who their most famous grad is?
No, I don't.
Danielle Niekamp, Tyler's one.
Danielle.
Oh.
Hmm.
She's pretty.
She ain't bad, is she?
She's pretty.
Not hard in the eyes, no.
Not hard in the eyes.
No, not one bit. No, and a pretty cool chick.
She is a cool chick.
Yes.
Hardin Northern, Fort Recovery tomorrow, up at the Fort site.
7 o'clock.
Be there or be square.
We don't know how you get in, but come on up.
If you need a ticket, here's what I would do. I would call somebody, parent of the girls.
Yep.
I guarantee you
they got tickets.
Or get a hold of Brent, and Brent will tell you where to go.
Yeah.
But I guarantee we get tickets.
I'm saying don't call Brent all day.
Why?
If everybody wants a ticket, calls Brent, he's going to spend his whole day.
He'll tell you where the tickets are at.
Yes. So if you just told everybody to call Brent.
Yeah.
So he gets 500 phone calls.
He don't do nothing anyway.
Okay.
The athletic director has the easiest job in the state.
Okay.
What the hell's he doing?
Okay.
Sweeping the floor?
He's winding his season down.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
He's getting gloves.
Yeah, it's Bud.
Got her made now.
He's got Shaney.
Shaney?
Yeah.
What do you, I don't know.
His assistant.
Oh. Shaney.
Yeah.
Travis
Lauks as well.
Lauksy.
Stacy?
Oh.
Stacy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
She's tremendous.
I never heard her called Shaney before.
Shaney. Wasn't she Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go by maiden names.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're old.
I have no idea who you're
Brad Evers
about.
Helps.
Brad's there, yeah.
He can be the site manager, yeah. That's all during the game.
And?
And so that's the easiest part of his job is during the game.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless something happens, he just stands there and watches like the rest of us.
This will be a battle.
Hardin Northern?
Us in New Bremen.
You ain't whistling Dixie.
That'd be a great game.
I agree so. 419-852-9201. If you got anything you want to talk about tonight, we have open airlines.
Open air tonight, baby.
Open air airlines.
Open
airlines. Didn't sound right.
No, didn't. Be a little breezy.
Be a little breezy.
So was that list I just had. That's pretty breezy, too.
Yeah, a lot of holes in it.
It had a few.
That was the worst list. You're struggling. Are you struggling for material?
No, I'm struggling for a great audience.
Got to find your audience.
Well, obviously it isn't Facebook.
Yeah, it is. How many people you got following you on Facebook?
Well, like I said, after Sunday, they'll pick back up again.
Why?
He's got a better list.
Yes.
You got a good one coming, son?
It's guaranteed.
Mm. Hot moms again?
Close. It's hot grandmas.
Hot grannies. All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
I do want to say one thing, okay? I got a text here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
All right. And it is a picture of Lauren Ruenkamp. And she's given the peace sign, and it says the ventilator removal was a success.
Ooh, that's good.
And Lauren just had bronchoscope, which showed that she has one working vocal cord, which is all she needs for breathing and talking. We, the family, the doctors are all ecstatic. So, ooh, man.
That's big. That's big to you.
That is awesome.
Good deal.
Absolutely. And I know we're a lot of people affected by that girl. And,
yeah.
And really cool. Congrats to that
good
family.
To,
and
good to hear.
I love good news like that.
Yep. We needed that.
So the Indians sectional tomorrow. The Lady Indians, Holly Gann, and be there at Hardin Northern and at Fort Recovery. We're going to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little, the Guy Indians.
Closing down,
I got,
too.
Yeah, and their season, regular season wraps up Friday.
Friday night.
And Mindy Bupp is in a Zoom meeting, and she was going to talk about our swim team. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about our bowling teams.
Our bowling team.
The girls and boys both move out of the sectional.
Yeah.
So congrats to all those kids. And there's a lot of kids involved in them programs. And
mm-hmm.
and good for them. So we're going to come right back. We're going to talk Guy Indians. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Landa's here, and Wayne Street Market has you covered. Let them do the cooking every Friday with their shrimp and fish dinners, hot and ready to go back at their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99, or their famous fish dinners with 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99, or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And they have their ready-to-go meal specials back at the deli every weekday. Meatloaf Monday, Tenderloin Tuesday, Wing Wednesday with dinners with 2 sides or just wings, ribs on Thursday, and fish or shrimp dinners on Friday. And if you want to defy old man winter, grab a couple of their T-bones for only $5.99 a pound and grill them up this weekend. Wayne Street Market is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, closed on Sundays through the winter. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians begin their tournament run hosting the Hardin Northern Polar Bears at Portside Fieldhouse at 7 p.m. WPGW will broadcast the game on 100.9 FM, and Fort Recovery Radio will also broadcast the game with NFHS video. Friday, it'll be the boys' last regular season game as they host New Bremen. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. If the girls win on Thursday, they'll play again on Saturday night, hosting the winner of New Bremen and Waynesfield Goshen at 7 p.m. WPGW will broadcast the game at 100.9, and Fort Recovery Radio will also broadcast the game with the NFHS video. Be sure to tune in to catch all the action live this weekend right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Tickets for the girls and boys basketball tournaments this year are only available through the OHSAA website and will require the code given to you by our players and coaches. There will be no tickets available for purchase by the general public without the code provided to our players and coaches. Again, all tickets for our girls and boys tournament games this year must be purchased through the OHSAA website using the code provided to you by the players and coaches.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. I got a rant.
Let it rip.
I've been thinking about this. It's been eating at me.
Gotta go.
Yep.
What you got?
Eating at you like the rocker's been eating the peanuts?
He's been eating them a lot. Yep. But this is big.
Okay.
It's a big rant.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Monday, we got a snowstorm. Agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, seemed like one.
Fort Recovery Radio's got to be on the air. Live.
Doing what?
Updates. People needed still to know snowing. What was going on.
Nothing was going on. Everything was closed.
Stay inside. It's
you
snowing. Got,
you, it's your job to keep Fort Recovery safe.
And stay off our road.
So I could have come in and just said stay home and just go back home?
No, to inform us what's closed.
Yeah.
Everything was closed.
Right now, everything's closed.
Wayne Street Market was closed yesterday.
You could have had a lot of closings.
Or... with a level 3, everybody stays home like they're supposed to and assume everything is closed.
No, because I can't some be here open. That you missed.
Okay.
That's the closings?
Mm-hmm.
Dear heavens, this will be a while.
No, this is fact.
Bye-bye, Boeing.
Huh?
Well, if they want me to announce it, all they have to do is let me know.
Give me a call.
You should have been on the air.
Doing what?
Saving people's lives.
Saving lives.
How am I going to save somebody's life?
By the voice of America.
How about by just playing them songs and let them listen to songs? They don't want to hear me.
No, they want to talk.
Stay home.
Oh, we could have called. We had everybody call in.
I could have done traffic reports out in the middle of the road.
I think that'd be great.
Chopper
report.
Okay, yeah, see? Here we got something that was Collins Hobby Shop closed.
Collins Hobby Shop.
Collins Hobby Shop. Mm-hmm. I don't think Tommy? I don't think that is in existence.
Buckshot Maze open. Never closes.
Never closes.
Beach's Shoe Store closing at 8.
Adam's had enough.
He always closed at 6 anyway, except on Friday and Saturday night.
Spencer Drive-In closing at noon.
Noon.
Oh, no, we never. We were closed during open during the blizzard of 78.
VFW will be open till 4 a.m.
Well, they used to be.
Yeah.
Yep. They would come to Spencer's Drive-In for all-night breakfast.
About
4 o'clock.
Fort Recovery Optimist Club. Meeting is still on if you think you can make it.
That's a good one.
If you think you can make it.
Washington Street Poultry is open for all essential personnel.
Is that somebody with a chicken house? We'll cut 2 or 3 egg-laying chickens.
Anthony Sohio closing at 7.
George Dunn. Shut her down.
Yep. George always closed at 6.
He closed at 6.
I got a whole bunch of most of them I can't read on that. But we were going back and forth about if we needed to be on the air Monday night. That'd be classic. With everybody just sitting around doing nothing. Yeah. That'd have been classic. Be on here just bullshitting
classic
around.
Radio.
Yeah,
or Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. That'd been fun. So,
Well, you have the key, don't you?
I got the key to your heart.
Okay.
I got the key to Rocker's heart.
Valentine's Day is over. I got to wait a whole nother year for this.
We'll go
for
you to get me.
We're out. Valentine's stuff.
We're out.
We're talking Indian basketball. Indian boys basketball. The Indians lose a couple tough ones. Faye, talk to me.
Not too good.
Well, that's about all we need to say about that.
For sales Friday night and South Adams.
Yep.
So that's not bad.
They're a pretty good team.
Yep. For sales, terrible.
For sales, ugh.
So why didn't John Shook's grandson start that game for South Adams?
Must have been a discipline thing. I mean, he came back in after he played
right away.
He sort of looked like he was favoring a leg or something. I don't know if there was an injury or...
I don't know, but kid's good.
Yeah.
And he's cocky.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
My, is he cocky.
Yeah. Yes. I like watching him.
Southam's a good team.
He was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're really good.
I mean, they put it on us before he got in the game.
Yeah.
They took charge of that from the start, and I don't know what happened there, but they took off, and we didn't keep up.
Well, they went to state in football, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see there's some big kids in there. I don't know if
they
played.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's talk about this Indian basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So last Friday, the Friday before, we played who?
Minster.
Minster.
Yeah, great game.
When we lost to Tuffy.
Yeah, great
close game.
Yeah. Toughest game. Closest game they've had in the MAC.
Saturday, we play Ridgemont and beat them at home by...
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his game.
And they weren't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a decent team.
Yeah. So we're still playing okay.
Yeah.
We go to Versailles on Friday and just had a laid an egg.
We couldn't make a shot.
Yeah.
We were missing bunnies. We were missing three-pointers and 18-footers, 15-footers that we always make. Mm-hmm. Didn't make a shot. We just couldn't make a shot.
I felt like Saturday night was the same. That first quarter, we had a lid on the thing. We could not make a basket.
But it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
There's something going on effort-wise.
We got to get them back into it.
Yeah. Kids are too good
to
play like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the Tiger guy, after the game, he said, "You guys don't always shoot this bad, do you?" I said, no,
there's a lot of things to consider. Number one, you lose your leading score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose Owen.
But we played.
You got to make up 15 points there.
We played really well against Minster without him.
Yeah.
Played really well.
I worry about the damn effort. I didn't like the effort this weekend.
Yeah. We looked a little beat.
Yeah. I don't know if we're burnt out. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we're feeling sorry for ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but.
Some pretty good athletes there. That at any point in time can turn it on.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll know Friday night.
Yeah.
If we go out there Friday night and get beat by 20 points, then we're over.
Yeah.
But we have a chance against a good ball club at home on their last home game for these seniors.
Right, for the seniors.
To go out there and play with heart, to play with some purpose.
Yeah.
To play like it is.
It's your last game.
So my philosophy, Fee, and you think the same way I do, is that it is a privilege to put that uniform on.
Absolutely.
It is a privilege to put that uniform on any sport. It's a privilege to wear Fort Recovery.
Yep.
You know? And
you're representing your town.
Yeah.
You know, and basically that our town, we just want to see effort.
Yeah.
You know, the ball not going in is you know, that's just happens.
You know,
you get the bad luck, they don't go in. But not giving your full effort is...
And I don't like our demeanor. I want to see us out there smiling. I want to see us out there having fun.
Yeah.
We wasn't having fun.
No.
We did not have fun this weekend.
Weekend before, and Gavin dunks a couple, and they're laughing on the day. You know,
yeah,
that's what it's about. You got to play loose. Start playing loose, having fun.
Yeah, and I love these guys.
It's a great senior class.
It is, and it's not over yet. We got a chance Friday night to forget about last weekend.
Yep.
And I'm sure that's what the coach is preaching. Hey.
Got to.
Let's go out there. I think the best thing that could have happened was we probably didn't get a ball out on Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, I would say we didn't get a ball out on Tuesday. No. We probably had a couple days off. Sunday was off.
Yeah.
Give us time to rest. Get us time. Haven't heard an update on Owen. I know that he's closer, right? Yeah.
I think he's getting closer.
Yeah. So if we can get him back, you know, for that second term of game at St. Henry, I think we can beat Knoxville.
Yeah.
You know, Friday's a big game. Friday is.
Yeah, we need to prove.
We're playing a good New Bremen team.
Yeah.
And they're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah, we got to play
them. And we got them at home. And you know, we got a fun weekend. We got three home games here, folks, this weekend.
There
ain't nothing better than going up there and watching Fort Recovery basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I think, Neil, you got the games on the radio this weekend?
We're going to be simulcasting Rob on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Rob and Fort Recovery Radio will be doing the girls' games and probably all the tournament games. We'll see how things go.
Yeah.
Don't know exactly how it's going to have to go at St. Henry because for the regular season game, they let one radio station in.
One radio in.
So don't know how that's going to go. We'll worry about it after Tuesday when the boys play.
I got this text from Donnie Wendell. Says, it's season ain't over yet, boys. We got to keep fighting.
Exactly. Yep.
Keep battling.
So yep. I agree.
That's right, Donnie. I agree with you 100%.
That's girls and boys.
I always say this is season two.
Yep.
Season one's over.
Yep. And we have if we play to our potential, we can play with anybody.
I agree.
Girls and boys, we don't care. But when we're not playing well, we can't play with anybody.
Our boys team could beat anybody in the state of Ohio.
Yep.
Well, look at Bodkins.
Yeah.
I mean, Bodkins is a top five team.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Took them to the wire.
We had their asses beat.
We had them beat.
Yep. And, another one. There's several of them like that. You know, until this weekend, we only had one double digit loss.
Yeah.
We had seven games, seven losses, I believe, that were by 5 points or less. So we were right there.
But I didn't like the way our JV go down to Versailles on Friday night. It's 18-2 starting out the game.
Yeah. Not good.
Their JV team's 500.
Right.
The effort wasn't there. They got blowed out. I think they got killed from Minster, beat the crap out of them, I think, an average Minster team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a tough couple weeks, and we just got to regroup and hang in there.
Yep, absolutely.
We're too good to play that, to play like that. So.
Yep.
Well, you just
make a few shots, feet, just like you said.
Absolutely. Get that dang lid off of there and have some confidence.
Just like baseball when you're saying, just keep swinging away, boys.
Sooner or later, you're going to find a hole.
That's exactly right. Sooner or later, you're going to find a hole. Let's take a break. Come right back. We're going to talk Indian bowling,
the bowlers,
Indian swimming,
rolling
and Rockers
swimming.
Rock and rant.
He's got another rant?
Yeah, I don't know, do you?
We could just have him chew peanuts.
That's a rant.
No, nobody wants that show.
Oh, okay.
You're beautiful. I love you. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoat from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Enclave Leather Edition, front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, heated leather seats with 31,000 miles for $24,400. Also available is a 2013 Ford Edge Limited All-Wheel Drive, a local trade with Bluetooth, heated seats, a sunroof, 101,000 miles for $12,200. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club will present Agatha Christie's murder mystery, And Then There Were None, in the middle school auditorium. We will present 6 shows. The tickets are $6 each and are on sale at the high school office until they are sold out. Seating will be limited for each performance due to the coronavirus restrictions, so get your tickets while you can. They are expected to sell out early. Our shows will be Friday through Sunday, February 19th, 20th, 21st at 7 p.m. each night. Plus, we will have a Sunday afternoon matinee performance on Sunday the 21st at 3 p.m. The following week, there will be 2 performances, Friday and Saturday evenings, the 26th and the 27th at 7 p.m. each night. This is a murder mystery, and there will be potentially disturbing content that is not recommended for younger audiences. Get your tickets early at the high school office for the Drama Club's production of Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, presented on February 19, 20, and the 21st, and the following weekend, the 26th and the 27th.
This just handed to me.
This is big. We're getting
anybody
in the game now.
Interested in tickets for tomorrow night's girls game, get a hold of Michelle Homan. She said she'll line them up, go through Michelle. So if you want a ticket to the girls game,
She's got you covered.
They're $10 a ticket, and she will hook us up. So thank you, Michelle Homan, for...
You're
and like
awesome.
She says, let's get as many people as we can into sure. that gym, and that'd be great. And you know that the OHSA is wanting money, so they're going to sell as many tickets as they can.
Oh, yeah. They got to.
Well, so they need money. You know, yeah. They're not getting any.
They're not like Neil.
Yeah, I don't need any money. I just
loaded. Money's
sleep
overrated.
In my garage.
Loaded.
Loaded.
Collector Rocco.
Mmm.
How about the bowling team, B?
Bowling team is rolling right now.
They are rolling.
They got them rolling.
Both teams advanced to the districts.
Yep. Luke said the boys by 7 pins. That's
yeah.
big.
I heard they had... we got done a game before Minster, and Minster's pretty good.
Yeah.
And they needed a 151 to beat us, and the coach told the kids they needed a 151.
Yeah.
So the last kid gets up there, and he must be a really good bowler.
Yeah.
And if he doubles, we lose. And he got a strike, and he left a solid 10-pin.
Ringing 10-pin, and the Indians roll
and
on.
And the Indians roll on,
yes,
boys.
Sir. I love it.
That's pretty cool, and good for Corey. And I think who's their coach? Is it Nate Wendell?
Nate Boniface.
Nate Boniface.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like Nate helps out, and Corey.
Nate helps out, and Corey, yeah.
And then the girls' team... rolls on.
Rolled on, too.
And that's great. And they also make it to the districts. And
it's got to be our first time we've ever had boys and girls win districts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's near now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And we'd like to have gotten Corey up here, but I know he's busy with the bowling leagues
with
and
bowling
all
leagues,
that good
yeah.
stuff. But you know, we'll get him up here sometime and talk Corey about the drink or maybe
yeah,
call in.
Season
and,
win or,
yeah, I think
yeah.
that'd be good. And then I texted Mindy Bupp tonight, the mm-hmm. swimmers.
Swimmers are moving on.
It looks like we had splashing. A really good sectional.
Yeah. So now if we win here, we move on to state or we move.
I wish I would have kept that damn thing.
I don't remember.
Anybody out there got the update, send that to me and I can.
Yeah. Bad thing is, I don't think even
a good radio host would have had that info.
Had it all in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, you're the host. No, you are. You are the main man.
You said a good radio host. I'm not a radio
owner.
Host.
A good radio
owner.
Say
that.
Owner.
You said it right the first
are
time.
Are you the owner?
You're the sports talk host.
You are not. What's that? How's that go? What's that game show? Or no, it's not game show. It's
weakest link. I'm the weakest link.
No, you are not the father.
Oh, that's Maury Povich.
Maury Povich. Yeah, you watch that.
I've never seen it.
You got hairy knuckles. Are you a gorilla?
Bowling. Wow. Remember bowling?
Oh, bowling. Yeah, we're congratulations. No, we're swimming.
Hey, we're swimming now.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even listen to us.
Well, you switch topics on me there quick.
We like to move around a little bit.
We are movers, ain't we?
Yep.
We like to move a lot.
Well, there's nothing going on.
Nope.
Yep.
Baseball coming up.
Monday, first practice.
Really?
Yep. Let her roll.
We should be good, right?
Yeah. Should be decent.
I mean, what's our numbers? Any idea yet?
We got a lot of freshmen.
Do we really?
Yeah, a ton of freshmen. Decent sophomore class. Junior's a little thin.
Yeah.
And then the seniors, I haven't heard.
Yeah.
Heard a few are up in the air yet, so.
Oh, we need them. Why would they
I
go
agree.
Out? Come on, boys.
Boys,
who we got?
Me.
Well, some of them might be doing track.
Ooh.
Possibility. Possibility.
Yeah.
Might be a shot putter or a fast guy yep. or something.
I think I've been a good at track.
Yeah, tracker? Shot putter.
No, run.
Middle runner?
Yep.
Sprinter?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You're quick out of the gates.
I'm super fast starting out.
Yeah, you're out of the block.
Yeah, like that 3-meter sprint.
Did you win any races growing up?
No.
What are you looking at?
Foot Spencer.
Hey, don't you look at me like that.
But I did get to witness one of the greatest races of all time.
Down the middle of the street?
Not that one.
Oh.
This was at the gym. Down and back.
Yep.
Rick Ports versus Chuck Hine.
No.
Ooh, oh, yeah, it was awesome.
That would have been
you
awesome.
You did not. Oh, could you imagine if they had camera phones in?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been awesome. Who won?
They're still running. They haven't finished yet.
Nobody finished. Portsy ran Chuck Hine in a race.
Yeah, back when Portsy wasn't gigantic, but you know, he'd have been 20s, maybe.
That would have been awesome.
How did that line up?
Well,
The Richter scale was about 6.8.
Yeah. Wow.
They weren't soft foot, but let's call it that.
Oh, that is great.
Fleet of foot.
That is awesome.
Oh, I do not remember
Shepherd
how
versus a porch.
I don't remember awesome. How it ended, but there was trash talking before.
I love, like, on my Facebook stories when they come up, like, stuff that happened in, like, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I have so many of those on Portsy.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah.
I just love looking at those. Man, yeah. What a gem of a human that guy was.
He was the best.
He was just fun.
Yeah.
He was
he was the best.
And he loved Fort Recovery. He loved people.
Yeah.
You know, he was a good one.
And then Les Johnson. Yep. I think that's what's wrong with our basketball programs.
Yeah.
We're missing our...
We need Les.
Yeah. Yep. Neffy.
Les is out there taking the lid off.
Yeah.
Les would be knocking them threes down.
He would be taking the lid off.
That'd have the lid off for the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. I hadn't thought about that, but I... Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely, that's right. What else we got to talk about?
Buckeyes are hot.
They are on fire. They play Penn State tomorrow night.
Penn State?
And then Sunday, the Michigan Wolverines. Ooh. 3-4 at Columbus.
That'll be a good one.
1:00. That would be a great game.
Did I hear that the...
What are you looking at me like I am an idiot for?
Big Ten has 3 of the top 5?
Yeah.
Wow. 3, 4, and 5, Illinois, I believe.
Pretty good right now.
Yep.
What? Here he comes. His mind's working right now.
I've watched you or listened to you guys for the last, 5, 6 years?
Yeah. Yep.
And typically, Buckeye basketball doesn't necessarily get brought up that much.
What?
Mm, every year.
So.
Are you stupid?
So I know on a night like tonight when there ain't a whole lot going on.
Or maybe it's because they're number 3 in the nation or 4 in the nation.
Buzanga.
It's been reported that they would get one of the 4 top
number
seeds.
Ones.
I got an
email from Steve Hellway.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Well, his prediction, you asked him, how about Urban? Nope, he's not going to the NFL.
We'll have to gross him out.
You missed that one.
So is he going to the NFL?
This was a while back. Yeah. Bob, I received the gift card.
I missed that completely.
Really appreciate it. Thanks again. Look forward to talking to you again.
Super.
Perfect.
So he needs money. He needs another gift card.
That guy needs a gift card.
We got to talk. Pitchers and catchers reported today. Are you excited?
Yes.
It's time, baby.
So, Rocker, are you a pitcher or a catcher?
He is a catcher. He's the number one catcher at Brick Street. What are you pointing at me for?
He's just pointing down the street at Brick Street.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting for you to say the famous Bill line.
Johnny Bench?
Number 5 coming out of the dugout.
Hey.
Yeah.
I had something else. I can't remember what it was.
Well, look at your phone. It'll tell you.
Narcolepsy.
What's that mean?
Sleeping.
I got some issues. He knew
sleepers.
Down. How's business in this weather?
A little slow.
Is it?
Yeah.
Actually, no dead batteries?
Actually, cars are dead, but nobody can get in.
Yeah.
You
probably needed a break.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Did a hell of a job cleaning your lot.
Lot looks good.
How good did the town do cleaning the old town?
They kicked butt.
Lots of it was very good.
Uh-oh. Neil's not happy.
Neil,
Spency rant. Let's go. Let me hear it.
Spency rant.
Let's just say on Tuesday, I shoveled my front walk 3 times.
Kept shooting, imagine.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Shoveled my walk.
Snowplow goes by.
Snowplow blew.
Well, they can't do nothing about that.
Shovel.
There wasn't anything to... Okay, so I went out and shoveled it again.
Okay.
And then they came by with their scoop and scooped up one scoop full and left.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 10 feet of ice balls on my sidewalk.
Better than hairy ones.
Hey.
Yeah. So, wasn't happy about that part.
Next snowflow, you're going to have 20 inches of snow.
Who put them on there? The town or the state?
Whoever was running the front loader.
Okay.
They made one scoop and pushed a whole bunch of snow.
Now, is this in front of your house or this building?
No, right here.
Okay.
And then they came back this morning and got the rest of it, but spent a whole day with all that stuff in it. I shoveled it three times in 12 hours. I was done.
Maybe if you'd have been on the air saving lives Monday night in the blizzard,
they'd had her cleaned up for you.
So what would I be doing on there? And you guys are welcome to come up. And
you should have been on. We would have loved to listen.
Saying what?
Just absolutely making us live life.
Ranting.
We're okay, awesome. Folks. This thing will pass. Hang in there.
It's just snow.
So I should have recorded that. Every 5 seconds.
That could be the night we did our marathon.
All-nighter.
All-nighter.
The next snowfall that we're all shut down.
That's a no-doubt.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
Commit right now.
No, I can't because I work on Mondays and Tuesdays. If it's going to be that, I have to go to work the next day. Okay, that's okay with Chuck, does it? Yeah, I don't have any problem with that, or I don't care if you do it.
I don't know how to run it. Can you run the board?
No. Lord knows I tried.
You can't do it.
Well, I could come up and just turn on the microphones and leave. You guys just talk all night.
What about my beard? In or out?
It's a little scrapey.
Creepy.
A little scratchy.
Okay, boys, I got a question for
you.
Here we go.
How did you guys do with Valentine's Day this Sunday?
How'd I do?
Boom, chicky, boom, boom.
Yeah, I did good.
It's chocolates?
No chocolates.
It'd be good if I could do like Chuck does and get that song up, but I can't do that.
Roses?
No, that's stupid.
All right, my love.
The violets are blue.
Who's that?
Sugar Robert? Is sweet, my love.
We're going to tell me songs.
Bobby Vinton.
And so are you, rocker. You like that song?
Bobby Vinton.
Well, our listeners just had a...
The V-Man.
Huh?
So no roses, no chocolates.
No.
Nope.
We had, me and my wife had a candlelight dinner. Lasagna.
Nice.
Garlic bread. We burped on each other's faces for a little bit.
Yummy.
And that was really romantic. You in or out on that?
God, I hope there's something at the tail end of this.
No. We just had nice candlelight lasagna. Flat we had.
Hello?
Oh, yes.
The violets are blue. What'd you buy you and Kimmy?
Mexican. Greenville.
You had a Mexican over?
Yes. Joaquin.
He played the fiddle.
Rodriguez. Great guy.
You went to Mexican and Greenville?
Yep.
Just you and Kimmy?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
You share a plate?
Absolutely.
And a bowl.
Are you talking about the one in Greenville, you said?
Yeah.
The Fairlawn? New one?
It used to be the Fairlawn?
How is that?
It's really good.
Now, that's really, the really same good. People have the one in Salina, correct?
Salina, but this one's better.
Really?
How's the chips and case of sauce?
Good. Real good. They load you up, too. They bring you back bowls. I like it.
Really?
They load you up.
We went to La Carita on Monday, me and Smitty, for lunch.
Yep.
It's good.
Good?
Yeah.
You like your salsa thick, or do you like it like a little creamy?
Weirdo.
I mean, like watery type, you know. Not...
I don't know. I like all salsa. I like dipping the old chip in salsa.
I do, dude.
Yep. You a salsa
if
guy?
If it's thin, I spill it all over me. That's the only problem.
I mean, I don't like it, you know, real watery, but I mean, I like a little bit of juice to it.
A little meat to it.
After the game Friday night,
mm-hmm.
Me and my wife and Gail went to B-Dubs in Greenville.
Oh, yeah.
Compare the Greenville BW to the St. Mary's BW. St. Mary's BW is an A. Greenville is a D-.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. We get there. There's all the tables are covered with dishes.
Didn't clean anything up?
No. B-Dub is in Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it was the service was the lady we have is great, the girl we, but...
Just couldn't see her through
It was
all
like,
the plates.
You know, and St. Mary's, I think, is great.
They do good, yeah.
But I ate too much.
That
wings. Is it still with you?
Yeah, I had wings and I had chunks.
What's, okay.
Chunkers.
What's your record for the most wins in one sitting?
Well, I don't know what my record is, but I know the record of anybody from Fort Recovery.
Okay, what's yours, though?
I don't know. Maybe 20. About you?
Back in the I'd say I could probably put down 20.
Yeah, 20 of them.
We went to Ponderosa after the golf sectional when I was coaching in Lima. And we had a groovy kid that ate 57 Ponderosa wings.
57.
That's pretty good. I've been with Jose a couple of times. Down
Jose
at,
can eat. Jose eater?
At Hinder's in Tip City.
Yeah. Hinder's got good wings.
We sat down and he ordered 20 or 25 or something. Yep. And he had those finished before everybody else got done. So he ordered 25 more.
He can go at them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He ain't scared of the wings.
My butthole can't handle anything like that.
Fireball's coming.
It's unbelievable. No, like any kind of amount.
Nope.
Calpe gets.
He does that dry.
It's good.
Dry buffalo or something.
Yeah, dry. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's not the bad. Dusting that they put on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm trying to think of the. There's a third kid that used to come in the bar. He passed away not too long ago.
Oh. Oops. I don't think I know who that is.
It's been a few years ago, but he would.
He could hammer?
He would at least. 35 was a minimum.
35
I'll tell you, Brick Street has good chunks.
Do they?
They have a crunch to them. I like a crunch.
Yeah, a little crunch on them.
Yep.
You know, Brick Street has really good chicken.
Ralphie's. We always got chipped chunks in Ralphie's.
I like the bowling alley's boneless wings.
They're too much. They're too meaty. No, seriously, they're too big.
Big boys?
Yeah, they're big fat balls of chicken.
You don't have to eat them whole. You're allowed to take bites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can take a bite here and there.
I'll be damned.
Never thought about that.
I might try that.
Well, like wings and rings, they're great, but you can't get, once you get about eight of them in, you're
done.
They're big.
They're big.
Huge. And then you get them garlic parmesan fries over there.
Oh, God. Them are good.
I haven't had those.
Huh?
Them are good.
Is that anything I would
think about? Let's go right now.
Let's go get them.
Okay. You in or out?
I'm in.
You in or out? You like them?
But well.
Sure.
What?
Parmesan?
Why don't you like wings and rings?
I do.
They're good.
They're great.
Yeah, they're great. Tony the Tiger likes them.
What's your favorite cereal?
When I was a kid, it
grape
was
nuts.
It was Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. That don't surprise me. That does not surprise me.
As I got older, it was like
Green Clovers.
It was between Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Wheaties.
I liked Wheaties.
Wheaties?
I'd put a lot of sugar on them.
Yeah, I put way too much sugar.
Yeah, Cheerios.
Wheaties sugar and Cheerios. Ate a lot of Cheerios when I was
My wife got Fruit Loops just now. She got a whole box of Fruit Loops. I might dig them.
What do they say? You are what you eat?
Fruit Loop. Whoa, Jody.
Ooh, somebody getting better.
I'm going to kill you. What else we got? Anything else? About it, ain't
I got nothing.
We got nothing. Let's go home early tonight.
Call or not?
Want to?
Load up the bus.
Hopefully we're talking about some wins next week.
Yeah, we got a big weekend.
Yep, boys, we got
Come on, girls. Indians. Let's go.
Girls, let's do it.
Let's go.
Yeah,
get us a section of time.
Yeah, we need to go more than 45 minutes on Sports Talk next week.
Hey, what's the, what movie is that from?
What's that?
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
The Mighty Ducks?
Nope.
I wouldn't have any.
The Hoosiers?
Yes.
There it is.
The only reason I figured that out is the fact that you're talking about basketball.
Yes.
We were supposed to be playing last Saturday night's game at the Hoosier Gym.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd have been fun.
It would have been
cool. Coach Mellon was in the movie.
Remember? Yeah, he told us that.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yep.
But he never told us what part it was.
He was just a fan in a stand.
He wasn't shooter.
I mean.
shooter. He's an idiot. Picket fence. The shooter old picket fence.
You are the. You kill me.
But like you say, you know.
Next week. Let's go, Indians. Let's have a big weekend.
Yes, big weekend.
Yep.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
See you, folks.
See you next week.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.